Grab your titties and kiss your kitties. It's How Embarrassing Podcast with Molly and Jeff.
Holy shit.
Oh. I didn't know that was the intro. I thought,
how embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing. Well, well, well. Welcome to another episode of How Embarrassing. It's a podcast about all of our embarrassing lives. My name's Molly.
Oh, and I'm Jeff.
And that over there, that's producer Matt Cole.
Me-ho!
I don't know why I looked over to Matt. Like, I was like, Matt, it's your turn. She
Matt,
said, hi, I'm
Jeff.
Molly.
You're off your game.
Speaking of game.
Wait,
was that a good... Oh.
Go ahead. That sucks because it was a really good segue.
It was good, but it was a little premature.
It's too soon. And I want to talk about how I got a bright yellow cup, and I think... Wouldn't a sticker of Greta Gremlin look so cool on here?
Yes. Good. Where would you find one of those, though?
I don't know. Maybe the internet. Can you look it up?
Yeah.
It is like a bright yellow as in like safety patrol badge yellow, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think you should get a safety patrol sticker for there.
That'd be sick. Like a little sash.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that one.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that'd be great.
They have neon colors. Like, there was a neon yellow, a neon green, and a neon pink, and a neon orange. And I thought, everyone expects me to get the green or the pink.
Why?
I'm going to get the yellow and mix it up. And I got to say, this yellow just called to me.
It's more of a green.
It's a greenish yellow, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it,
the
like,
green one
it
is
matches
kind of
your
the,
mic.
Yeah, the green one was like more like Greta's hair.
Ooh.
Right.
And the hot pink one... You know, I was so drawn to it, but
these things
it was like
incredible.
Greta's boa.
Yes, and I didn't want to be so like
so Stanley.
Well, so basic, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got this one because I think it's black and yellow. It looks kind of cool. It's not as girly. It's masculine.
If you're walking down the street with it, people will know where you are and not crash into you.
People can see.
It looks like a reflector.
Crash!
I know, I love
me.
It.
Yeah.
Just picture me. Baby. Picture me on the beach with the margarita and this puppy.
As I come into you.
And
that
you know,
is, ooh, I never
you know
thought of Stanley's of putting alcohol.
Yeah, you know we get 50% off Stanley's through work.
Do we? Oh,
I thought you meant through the
embarrassing
podcast.
Yeah, wow. Not this style, but the ones that are good for the beach, the ones with the straws that flip down.
I don't know these.
They close up. You can put them in a backpack type deal.
Whoa.
But yeah, 50% off.
Very cool.
I'll send you the link.
Thanks.
So back to stickers. just kidding. Is anyone doing anything embarrassing to me?
Oh, man.
No.
No, I don't think so. Damn, how about you?
I mean, I got drunk and spent too much money at Taco Bell.
Nice.
How much?
Did you try their new, like, what are they, chicken chalupa things?
Oh,
babe, if you think I tried anything intentionally, I didn't. The lights were on. No one was home. Do you know how much money? Guess how much money this... It was Grubhub, so it was double
Ooh,
expensive.
Okay.
Guess how much money?
50.
Was it just for you, or was it for you and Barrett?
It was a group.
It was a group.
Oh, a
yeah.
group?
How many people?
So it was me and Barrett primarily, but Carrie and Remus were over too.
Four
and
people?
I was like, I better get extra because I bet they'll want some.
I bet that's Ooh. Upwards of $70.
But it's still, think of the Molly.
I was going to say
70.
With delivery tax and everything, 70. And there's fees. I'm going to say 62.
Matt Cole won. It was $71.
Yeah!
That was close. Good
I
job,
mean, you
Matt.
Know
he
how
knows
I
his
order
Taco
food.
Bell.
You know how I order food.
Well, the thing about Taco Bell is like $70 worth of food can be a shitload or it can be not that much.
Yeah,
depending,
Taco Bell's
like, if you
menu
gotta,
is a scam.
Well, oh, you got to know what to order.
Yeah, it's
right.
fucked.
Like you get those like potato, the potato tacos. They have like basically
potatoes.
And they're like crispy. They're good.
Hell that's yeah.
That's like a dollar.
One. Yeah, yeah.
You
but
know?
They won't be, that's where you get a check because one thing that's a dollar one week, next week they'll up it. Try
yeah,
some, buy some.
They switch things around.
Well, you can't be going
they,
and getting
there's
like the cheesy
like,
gordita crunch,
the
even though you gotta
are
have
like
at least
a fucking
one.
Scam.
Yeah, cheesy gordita crunch is like $5 now.
Yeah, but like their tacos, just regular tacos, are still like $1.50.
Yes.
So you have to really, you have to go straight to the cravings menu and not look back.
See, I didn't.
You first go to the rewards section. You don't have the app.
Jeff, you know.
You don't have the app? The app gives you so much control.
Stop, stop.
Because at least once a week, I go both on the you, app and second. I make an order and then I cook my own food and instead of ordering it because I go, both I, of you I can't
stop.
Do this.
Both of you stop.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
You've seen me in a very drunken state ordering food before.
I don't think so.
Before. Do you think I was looking at any sort of discount? Money is no object to me when I am drunk and looking at a menu
yeah,
on an
I
app.
Get that.
I am clicking everything. I'm going down the line, clicking everything.
True.
So we're lucky we got out with just spending $70. But
did
I
you
felt
finish it all
really
in one
sick.
Night? Or did you wake up with leftovers?
No leftovers.
Ooh. Okay, so you succeeded.
And did you have pancake syrup on your face afterwards? Or
from the Taco Bell?
Well, when you woke up, yeah.
When I woke up, I definitely had like some crust, but it wasn't syrup. It was certainly Taco Bell juice.
It's the last time it happened to me.
Pancake syrup.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
From Taco Bell?
I guess.
Okay.
Did you get like a Mexican pizza?
Oh my God.
Because those are like $6.
You know what?
We can't say that word. We're not Mexican.
I'm sorry. Mexican pie?
Mexican pie.
That sounds naughty.
I can actually tell you exactly what I got. And I can tell you I ordered, because of the way it's set up in Grubhub, it is like the most expensive things
you gotta get
at the
app.
Top. And then
you gotta
like,
use the Taco Bell app.
And then the fucking app, everything's a combo. So I'm getting drinks.
Everything's a combo these days.
Okay, so I got one Crunchwrap Supreme combo.
Expensive.
Yeah, that's
like $4.
One, three.
It's like $12.
One, no. Three pack.
Oh, the combo. Oh, the combo.
One 3-pack of Doritos Locos Tacos Supreme.
A 3-pack? I don't think that's pack. Even something that Ooh. Taco Bell offers. That's like whatever
one,
website you were using.
One 2-pack of Chicken Chalupa Supreme combo.
California love.
Chalupa Supreme is also a more expensive
and
one.
And 3 Crunchy Taco.
Oh, Crunchy
okay,
Taco.
So
like
the 3
like
Crunchy Tacos
piece,
was,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's 69. It. Doesn't that feel crazy?
You got
it.
Yeah, that's
all you download the Taco Bell app.
$70.
$70.
It would have been way cheaper on the Taco Bell app.
My subtotal was $40.
Oh my God.
It was all the tax, the tip, the delivery fee, the service fee. What the fuck is the service fee?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Do you not have a credit card that...
And they hit me where I was weak too, because they know... I think they make it more expensive when people are drunk.
You gotta use these places' direct apps.
I know, but
it's better. You get rewards. They always offer you something. Yeah. Right now, if I open my Taco Bell account, it is 15% off my next order.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
If it goes over $10, which is easy, and also I have a $5 off coupon.
Holy shit,
Jeff!
Oh wait, no, that's my Dirty Buffalo. I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
Oh,
sorry.
Hacha.
Last night I like ordered. Well, I like put into cart. Yeah. On like 6 different food apps. I was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But I don't
like
know what
shop.
I want. And so I went around and eventually I got.
I do that too.
I just got in my car and went to Cookout.
Do y'all not
and
have
then I was like, oh, under $10 for my
I know,
food for
I
the
night.
You know, if you just drive there, it's so cheaper.
It's really drinking, I think that's the main
problem. Well, yeah,
problem
I wasn't drunk.
Me.
Yeah,
like,
don't drink
I don't
and drive.
Give a fuck when I'm drunk. I'll spend anything on whatever. Who
yeah.
cares?
Certain,
yeah.
certain credit cards like give you free. Like dues for those apps and like take the fees off.
Huh.
I have a couple of credit cards that do that for DoorDash.
Okay, humble brag.
Well, I'll find one for you and okay. I'll even apply for you if you want.
Cool, thanks.
Honestly, it is like
I'll send you all my info.
Do you like Grubhub or DoorDash better?
I always use Grubhub, but either.
Credit cards with
it is smart
free
to keep
Grubhub.
Have like a credit card for everything.
Do you think my credit card I already have has one?
Probably
maybe
not.
I have a Chase Sapphire.
Oh,
I don't know. What
look
that
at
means.
That. I have Chase Sapphire. I think that's what I use for DoorDash. Chase Sapphire Grubhub discounts here.
This is interesting how credit cards are.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. See? Oh, this is from 2021, but it might still work.
Okay.
Grubhub Plus. That's what.
But it
yeah.
looks like you need the Grubhub Plus membership, so then you're paying for that.
You pay
also.
For yeah. it, but they give you a
stipend?
Reimbursement.
I don't know.
They reimburse you.
I'd forget.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, see Chase. Yeah, Chase Sapphire. Do you have Reserve?
I don't know what I have.
What's yeah. my Chase card? I have. Mine's the Amazon Prime. Oh.
Mine's blue.
So if y'all were wondering, we had a little conversation before we hit record. The Powerball currently is at $1 billion with a B.
$1 billion, baby, and I'm winning it. I can feel it that I'm going to win.
And I think it's very interesting what we all chose, and readers out there, guess what we chose for our winnings, what we would do with our winnings.
Yeah,
readers.
Our number one things.
Molly's was...
I will buy property or a house on the Eastern Shore, probably closer to Maryland, because mm-hmm. I want my family to be able to access it whenever they want.
Nice.
And yeah, I would just kind of probably ball out.
I mean, like Coke and stuff?
No, okay. I gotta be honest. Ever since I turned 30, which yeah. I've decided I'm just gonna be 30 for a couple years. I'm not ready to be in my 30s. But ever since I turned 30, I really just like have no stamina for partying whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, well, Coke would help with that.
I have the problem is really that the next day I have horrible panic attacks. Like I'll wake up at 4 a.m. Having a panic attack and it'll just last all day.
That's Jesus crazy. Christ.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's over for me.
That's interesting because there's this new, you know, like hangover pill that they're trying to sell. You know, it's probably snake oil. But like the reviews are like, yeah, don't take this because you'll wake up in the middle of the night with a fucking panic attack.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Your body naturally does that. Maybe.
Yeah, my body knew it. Knew it all along. My body's the hangover pill.
My body is a wonder. All
right. It's interesting. I was actually also thinking about, you know how we did dry Jan?
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing dry April too.
Jesus, no.
I don't know. Nah.
Anyways,
a
I would.
Month is way longer than
I would buy a new.
Maybe May.
I would buy a new studio.
May.
A new studio, a bigger
be
studio, better AC.
Gotta be amb.
Video cameras, maybe like a little sex corner or something like that.
In the podcast studio?
Yeah.
So they're just like moaning in the background constantly.
This reminds me of that casting couch issue you had.
Back it wasn't an issue to me.
Back when we were casting. For
by the way,
that's
callers.
Why we had to go back to table and chairs.
Exactly, yeah.
Because
yeah.
A
had to get
couch
rid of
in
the evidence.
Studio
trying
just,
to use the
yeah,
couch.
It led to too many things.
Yeah.
And then Jeff.
Yeah. And me and Jeff kept elbowing each other.
Jeff's is the
episodes.
Funniest. If he won the $1 billion Powerball.
This is the most Jeff response. Honestly, it's not surprising because this is something.
You guys are going to butcher it and lie about what I said.
Okay, go ahead. What are you getting?
You say I said, it. Use your own words.
First, pay off all my debt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Second, I would get my car completely fixed up, but not buy a new car.
You're probably going to spend so much money fixing up your car.
Well, I wouldn't fucking pay more than it's worth. I'm not idiot.
You seem like it.
You seem like, yeah, you'd be like, oh, $50K on this.
You'd
yeah.
be like, it's a perfectly good car.
No, I'm not going to spend.
Well,
no.
See, it's a perfectly good car.
I would just make it so it doesn't sound like it's like a roller coaster going up a hill.
Okay.
But that's a fun
when
part.
I turn.
I like it when you go downhill and it goes, wee!
And then the creme de creme.
Well, then,
nice
and then I said I would try to find a house in like Ghent area
with a yeah. driveway Norfolk. That's not gravel.
With a driveway that's not gravel, and then I would buy a
shop back,
so I could clean my car.
So he could clean his car
because now it's fixed up,
and a power washer to clean his driveway.
Yeah, because I'm sure I'm going to dirty up my driveway after the shop back.
We're shooting for the moon.
Yeah, so
and I could clean my car with that power washer.
Do they have a shop back game on your AI headset?
AI.
What's the thing you have?
VR.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, AI VR.
Different
same
two
thing.
Damn letters. Do they have a shop back game on VR?
No, but I did see it. They had the fun. They had the the power washer game on VR on sale the other day, and I was tempted.
Were you trying to find the word power washing?
Yeah.
Sorry, he's also going to buy language lessons. He's going to buy a tutor. Speaking of language lessons, have either of you, this is a dark turn, have either of you watched that Nickelodeon Quiet on Set?
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
We started it last, there's only 4 episodes. We got through 3 before I was like, I
got
to go to
they?
Bed. Like
1 hour?
An hour-ish. Okay. It is brutal. Ugh. Honestly, I have never felt so sad for Drake
another
Bell
human.
Before
oh
my
for
life.
Drake Bell. Yeah, I saw Melissa Joan Hart famously of Clarissa Explains It All. She was like, yeah, I believe that a lot of shit went down, but I didn't see it myself. I was like, oh, lucky, humble brag.
Well, she also was a little bit before the dark times. Like, you know, she she was kind of a generation before the, like, bad man came in.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, okay,
like, a lot of people are like, yeah, like, oh, she's, like, whatever. But yeah. She was there, like, kind of before all the really fucked up shit started happening.
Yeah, what were the really fucked up? Was it All That? Was that a show?
So
what shows?
So it started with All That.
Okay.
And then it's like basically All That, the Amanda Show,
which stemmed from All That.
Mm-hmm. And Drake and Josh.
Okay. So that was yeah.
Any show like Dan Schneider created, and then so then it went on to, and that was kind of my time with Nickelodeon, and then the other stuff is kind of like when I started being a little too old for the shows, like iCarly.
Drake and Josh.
Whatever the show that Ariana Grande was on.
Lost?
Yeah. but it's really...
She was in the hatch?
Yeah, she was in the hatch the whole time. The they made her sit in a hatch.
That's what they call Dan Schneider's casting couch.
But yeah, it's really, it's really weird and like some very, and one of the most frustrating parts, and I just gotta say it.
Oh
so,
no, say
Drake,
it.
Drake Bell...
Yeah.
He like episode 3 is kind of his whole story,
yeah.
And he was like the cutest little kid.
Yeah.
So sweet, such a nice family, and like him and his dad were so close.
Yeah.
And then this guy, this like pedophile guy who was working for the network, like drove a wedge between him and his dad.
Ugh.
Got the mom. So the parents were divorced, and yeah. Drake Bell's mom was like called the dad and was like, Drake doesn't want you to be his manager anymore. Like, I'm going to take over as his manager. And the dad's like, whatever he wants. Like, I just want, like, if he doesn't want it, he's, you know, he can make this decision, whatever. And he transfers like all the stuff like she would need to be his manager, like his like accounts and stuff all over to her instead of him.
Oh my God.
And he goes, here, like, of course, like, you're his mother, you have the right to do this for him as well, but never, ever, ever let Drake be alone in the room with Brian, this other guy.
Wait, who the fuck is Brian?
The guy, the pedophile guy who was working at Nickelodeon.
Oh, so it wasn't Dan Schneider? I thought Dan Schneider was the pedophile guy.
Dan Schneider was, I haven't gotten to any real pedophile-y stuff, but he was...
I heard it's left out of the whole
He was very, like, abusive, like, verbally abusive and, like, toxic work environment stuff, but there were two pedophiles that were working under him during the time, and the Drake Bell's dad fucking knew it a mile away, and he said, you never let him in the room, and of course she's like, oh, I didn't feel like driving to LA, so I would just let him stay over. Anyway, back to the
See, that's so sexist when they say that moms know best. Do they?
This mom did not.
She knew what was best for Brian.
Yeah. But yeah, you got to watch it. It's I don't know. I it's upsetting, but yeah. I enjoyed watching it.
Schadenfreude.
What does that mean?
It means you enjoy other people's misfortune.
Oh, no. I just was watching it. But when I win the lottery tonight, I'm going to pay to have this episode scrubbed.
I don't know if we need to go down into that.
If I win the lottery, I'm going to make my own network for kids.
I'm going to make my own kids sketch comedy show. But Amanda Bynes, man, we really did her dirty. They show clips of her doing comedy when she's 10. We is the world.
We ain't nothing. I was rooting for the entire time.
Have you seen her like
she is
posts
so...
on Instagram reels?
Have you seen her stuff? You've got to watch like the
I'm
natural...
done with this documentary. I want to talk about her funny stuff.
Sorry. The natural comedic talent that this kid had.
She was hilarious.
She was so
and she's
good.
Still hilarious because she like will post a video and she'll go, "Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I'm wearing wigs now. This is my new thing.
No,
I'm gonna be wearing wigs."
Her voice is more like this. Like she'll be like, "I canceled my podcast because I wanted to have guests such as Drake and Jack Harlow on, and until I can get the type of guest," like she talks more like this.
Yeah,
now.
You're right.
Yeah.
She's always talked like that.
But she basically, yeah, she made a post telling everyone she's wearing wigs now.
Okay.
It's her thing now.
I love it.
That's going to be her.
God bless.
And then a couple days later, her next post was, so I'm tired of wearing wigs, so I'm not going to wear wigs anymore. I just wanted to let everyone know.
I got to pull up her voice. It's like, it's wild the way she sounds now. You can just tell she's been through something
eggs
terrible.
Eggs were a little itchy, so I'm going to do extensions now.
She's been through something terrible, and she was such a bright light and a talent.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to make a post to let you guys know that I'm going to start wearing wigs now. I absolutely love this wig.
Wearing wigs
now. I just want to let you guys know that my hair was growing out so awkwardly that I absolutely hated it. So I'm totally going to be wearing wigs now. I have another one that's blonde and blue. It's super cute, and I'm going to get more. I hope you guys like it. Let me know what you think. Thanks. What do you guys think of this wig? I like it a lot more than the one I wore last night. I like the China bang. I like the blue. I like the body wave. Yay, this one's pretty cute, huh?
Wait, is she doing the character?
No.
Is that how she talks?
She's gone. She's a shell. She's gone.
Yeah, I guess it's not funny.
Amanda Vines is gone.
Oh my God.
She's gone the way of Britney Spears.
Autism and dissociation at the same time.
She's not there anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun intro to the podcast. I don't know.
Whatever.
Want to talk about the Lolita Express now? Or?
The world is dark, man. Okay, so we've got a silly fun game.
I think it's time for an ad break.
I don't want to do one.
Give me a drink.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just don't feel like doing anything. I don't know what it is. I just watched this really long documentary about death and murder and molestation. And now I'm just like not in the mood to work today.
Well, that can't be it. You probably just have ADHD.
I don't know. I think it was just like the amount of just ill will that was pushed upon my ears that just really made me just not... I don't know. I just... try and disassociate with like all the evils of the world, but I keep thinking about them.
Has this ever happened? I'm just kidding. Okay. Well,
BetterHelp. It's a great app. You don't have to go anywhere. You can take therapy from sitting on your couch.
Yes, it does still cost a couple $100s, but...
Does it? Yes. Have you looked into it?
Mm-hmm. It is very expensive, but it's such a cool option for you if you can pay for it.
And your first month is only $20 if you type in how embarrassing checkout.
If you Google how embarrassing, a coupon comes up.
Yeah, and then if you share how embarrassing with 20 friends of yours, it's actually free to take therapy lessons.
And if you design free artwork for the How Embarrassing podcast, that's therapy in itself because art is therapy.
Yeah, we'll take your questions on air and answer them for you if you have any issues, you donate artwork.
I'll be your therapist.
Molly will be your therapist.
And
she won't just tell you about the horrible documentary she watched for 30 minutes straight.
I love how angry you are about this.
Who? Has this ever happened to you? It's me, Dan Schneider.
No!
He's bad.
Oh, was that not a fun time to go into?
Hey, you haven't offered me any candy.
We have Reese egg.
All right, let me get Reese egg.
Pretty good proportion for eggs.
Oh, good.
I think the best proportion for Reese's is the regular Reese's egg. These are the mini eggs.
Yeah, these are like...
Whoa.
But these are close.
You mean the regular ones that are huge and have tons of peanut butter stuff in them? Because I can't stand those. There's way too much peanut butter.
The regular egg ones?
Yeah.
I don't think they're huge.
Way too much.
Way too much.
And then it looks like the other are lint variety packs.
They're like they're like this big. They're like the size of a Twinkie, right?
That's dramatic.
I just think the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is it's kind of perfect with that.
Why are you talking like Amanda Bynes now? You're like, that's way dramatic. That's
this,
perfect.
I'm in this new character voice.
We shouldn't make fun.
I want to do some hard
hitting. We shan't make fun.
We're going to change this podcast to be a news podcast. We're going to talk
Do
about
you consider
news.
This news?
I'm going to be Linda Ellerbe.
Whom?
Linda Ellerbe. She did Nick News.
It's not fucking Women's Month anymore. Get over it.
You're right. I'll shut up. It's not my month. This isn't my place.
Linda Ellerbe? I don't remember.
I will say that.
She's from Nick News.
I recently learned what a, I guess, like with birth control, some of the pills are placebo pills.
Yeah, like five of them.
Yeah, someone,
they're like just sugar.
Someone was like, my doctor was asking me if I was taking my placebos, and I was like, well, the fact that you know it's a placebo means it doesn't work. Like, you defeated the whole purpose.
I don't really know why they do that.
It's to be regular. You have to take them the same exact time every day.
To keep the routine.
Like pushes your period, right?
Yeah. It's to keep the routine down.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But that's not a placebo.
I was only on birth control pills for...
It's a placeholder.
Yeah. If you know it's a placebo, it's no longer a placebo, right?
Yeah, and I technically a placebo, yeah, is supposed to have an intended effect, just not like a medically active ingredient. So,
right.
I kind of agree with you. Should we call it a placeholder, not a placebo?
The fact that if you know it's a placebo, it's no longer a placebo.
I was only on birth control pills for like 2 weeks, and I tried to crash my car on a highway, so went off those.
Right, because your dad wouldn't let you on it because he said with a face like that,
who needs birth control? The funniest roast that's ever been roasted.
Let's play a game.
All right. So, yeah.
We've been waiting like 3 months to play this fucking game.
Honestly, we got this game hyped up and then Jeff ghosted us.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the full game yet, so. But I was thinking about it and I was like, Molly's never played a tabletop role-playing game.
Oh, so. This reminds me of something embarrassing that happened to me.
A TTRPG?
Ooh, okay. Before we get into it.
So, I bought a game on online on Steam, a video game, and it was called... It was an early access game. I've never bought an early access game before. And I'm playing it. I'm like really stoked. And then 2 hours, that's all they give you. Like I couldn't go to like different areas of the map because they're like, oh, it's early access. So you pay for the fucking game full price and you don't even get the whole game. It's not finished yet. And there's no guarantee that it will be finished.
You just don't get it anymore.
I just don't get it. But I paid full price for it. So that's how embarrassing for me.
That sucks.
That's a womp,
and this was
womp,
what
womp.
Type of game?
Like a Metroidvania game. I love Metroidvanias.
Okay.
Unlock it. Unlock it.
Okay. Unlock that vein.
All right. Anyways, but we're getting the same thing. A little demo here.
We're playing a TTRPG.
A what?
Tabletop role play game.
Oh. I didn't know you knew that.
I know. When she said it, I was like, what are you talking about? It coming out of your mouth, I was like, that can't be right.
A lot of people, listen, I know it's not Women's Month anymore, but I still know that acronym.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, we're doing a like little intro to help train Molly and also give me an idea of how I'm running things.
Okay.
So kind of just like an overview.
It's kind of like train the trainer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm down.
But
we got to tee the T for the TTRPG.
So, yeah.
Wow. You're on top of that, Danae.
Fucking crushing.
We'll say that this is like a what is it called when it's like a, in a book where it's like the first chapter is like a...
Prologue.
This is a prologue to
prolapse.
The actual story.
This is a prolapse.
Don't say that. We don't want to be a prolapse. But we are pro-life.
Okay.
That's not what I meant. I forgot what pro-life meant.
I love how Jeff does the like teacher thing to us. Like he'll be like, I'll wait until you're ready.
He gets so fucking mad.
I'm sorry, but
this is serious business.
This is serious.
Okay, all right,
we'll do it.
Okay. This is the prologue to How Embarrassing, the role-playing tabletop game.
H-E, the TTRPG.
Oh, short, short song.
Wait, do it again.
Short and swingy.
I think you just double tapped it.
I think I double tapped it.
I liked it.
H E T T R P G H E T T R P G H E T T R P G H E T T R P G.
I can't do it.
T T R P G with
H E T T P T T R P G.
H E T T R P G with M J M.
C
C M G. No, M J. M.
MJ? Who's MJ?
Molly Jeff.
And Matt Cole.
MJ. PMC. Producer Matt Cole.
You want to do the whole... Let's do the intro again.
Did we get it right?
H-E-T-T-R-P-G
with M.
H-E-T-T-R-P-G.
H-E-T-T-R-P-G with M. J-M-P-M-C.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can we cut that to play it the same every time?
Yes.
Because I cannot do that again. That took a lot of mental strength.
Okay, I have your updated from... we had an episode a while ago where we did a questionnaire that made your stats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are on the screen behind me,
mm-hmm,
so that both of you can see. You two... our brother and sister.
Hot. Whoa! Oh, nice. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
I've always suspected.
It's the middle of the summer and you're going to a fair.
Mm.
You're going to this fair because you want to impress another boy and girl.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
And they are very interested in the pie eating contest. So you signed up also.
Are they also brother and sister?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Nice.
Another bro sis duo. Yeah.
Wait, what are their names?
We could be double
their names
cousins.
Names are Brock and Janet.
Oh my God, I've always wanted to bang a dude named Brock.
Janet's got the smallest, perkiest titties you've ever seen.
Aw, like little chicken pox.
They're like, yeah, they're like little little mounds, like little like with
little
a little like a prune in the middle.
Ew.
But it's got much back.
Okay, cool.
It's got much back.
Anytime I'm on this thing where anytime someone says something in the middle, I say, but it got much back.
What does that mean? Is it a rap thing?
Yeah, it's from My Anaconda Don't Want None.
It's okay. From My Anaconda Don't Want None. Unless you got buns, hun.
But she's like got
little in the middle, but she got much back.
And Janet's built like a fucking pin, like a bowling pin. She's got huge
dumps
hips.
Like a truck?
Huge hips. And head.
Tiny middle.
Tiny middle. There's these tiny little mouths.
Huge hips. And head. And Brock is built like this Stanley jug.
Does he only have one arm?
He has tiny little feet.
Yeah, he skips,
tiny little legs.
He
and
skips
then just...
leg day. He's all,
anyways,
he's built
all,
like two tubes, a very small tube at the bottom
torso.
And a big tube on top.
Yeah, he's built like two tubes. He's like a Lego head upside down.
But with like Bart Simpson hair, because it's a little longer.
Yes.
Okay, this is hot.
Okay, so you arrive at the fair. It's like a classic fair, you know, there's a
Renaissance
cake
fair?
State.
No, oh, no, no.
Just a classic fair. Okay. Like, you know, there's
carnival
type thing. There's rides, there's little food stands, and then there's a stage, you know, that says pie eating contest on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And like the sign up section is nearby. And okay. You're looking around and you see Brock and Janet standing
eyeing
around.
The sign up list?
Yeah. But you also see the other two people from school.
No!
What?
Who are way hotter and cooler
what
than
are
either
their names?
Of you.
God damn it.
Their names are Anderson and Alyssa.
Fuck them.
Alyssa?
Alyssa.
It's like she forgot a fucking N at the end of her name.
Alyssa?
That's what happened. That's what happened with her parents when they were signing the...
Alyssa?
Alyssa? Yeah. Samantha, Tabitha, Alyssa.
And you see them... You see them in line to sign up for the pie eating contest.
Those bitches.
And they're all like, you know, making little cutie faces and winky faces to Brock and Janet while they sign up. Like,
they're fucking whores, dude.
And
what slutty people.
Brock and Janet are wearing like go number one pie eater
shirts.
They're like whoever can eat the pie eats my pie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's actually the shirt that Janet's wearing. Brock says, how about this Boston cream?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Them pies go straight to Janet's
and,
hips.
Yeah, you arrived.
Bowling pin hip. Sorry, Janet.
We've arrived. Okay.
You've arrived. What do you want to do? Do you want to sign up for the contest or chit chat?
Well, real quick, let's give a rundown because I'm looking at my stats. I'm a pretty intelligent dude. I got like good intelligence.
How come mine says athletics dexterity. Minus one?
So, okay, you're kind of the opposite of me, right? So I have plus one strength, plus three dexterity, plus one intelligence wisdom. I'm not very good at the charisma or the constitution.
So what am I good at?
You're good at charisma and constitution.
Okay.
So you're not good at strength. You're okay at dexterity.
So
you're not very intelligent.
I wrote the constitution?
You can get drunk as fuck and not
hell
like
yeah.
Yeah, you have a plus four for drunkenness and drugs.
Okay.
And a plus three for stomach.
Okay, yeah. Go off.
And let's see, we each have $20 bill. We have a book bag, books, pen, notebook. You have a pack of six.
I have a six pack of string cheese.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you do. That's your favorite snack. Why wouldn't
fuck
you?
Yeah.
I got a chocolate bar.
Okay.
All right, so we're at the fair.
Well, I feel like we got to sign up for the contest.
Yeah. Well, we got to say hi. They're signing up right now. They're at the booth.
Can we
say? Brock and Janet
Brock
are
and Janet.
Signing up at the booth.
So we should go sign up because we'll say hi when we sign up.
Yeah, let's go in line and let's go like right next to them and say hi.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Brock and Janet are not signing up. Oh. Anderson and Alyssa are
signing
up.
Well, we're going to sign up and then we're going to go say hi to Brock and Janet.
Well, should we do that first?
When do signups close?
Yeah, when do signups close?
An announcement comes over the speaker and says signups close in 2 minutes.
All right, we gotta
sign
get in
up first. Yeah, we're gonna sign up.
Okay.
So are we walking up right like in line where Alyssa and Anderson are?
Fucking Alyssa.
Yep. Yeah, they're just as you walk up, they're just finishing up signing up and they're being told that they can now pick their pies from the tray of, you know, there's a big tray of, I don't know, 40 pies that
okay,
are.
So we say,
oh shit, hey, you're, oh, let's do a thing. Let's okay. do a bit here.
Okay.
All right. You stay in line.
Okay.
Right, and sign up.
Can I sign two people up?
Yeah. And distract.
You can try.
Distract Alyssa and Anderson, and I'm going to put some fucking poison in their pie.
Holy shit. Can you do that?
Yeah. Right? I can do that.
Do you have poison on you?
No, I don't have it on me. I have a $20 bill, though.
He has chocolate.
You have 2 minutes to sign up. Are you going to try to find some
he has chocolate, and
poison
Anderson
in this
and
fair?
Allison are frogs. I mean, dogs. They're dogs, and they can't have chocolate.
They're lactose intolerant.
And they can't have chocolate.
As you guys are discussing this, you see them, Anderson and Allison, point to five different pies, and those get put onto plates.
Let's just sign up.
Go sign up.
Sign
okay,
up.
We're going to sign
okay,
up.
Okay, we signed up.
Okay. Okay, you go up to sign up. You sign your names and everything like that.
Okay.
You sign a waiver saying if you throw up, it's not their fault.
Why is mine called a character chatette?
What, is it still like that?
It says it on the search bar.
I changed it.
You correct. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, no, it's that way forever.
It's back to shit.
Okay, as you go up, you...
Okay, sorry.
You sign up, and you sign away your life, and then you...
Oh, so they're not liable?
They're not liable
they're
for
not
anything
liable.
That
okay.
happens.
But we'll sign the waiver, because we'll do anything for Brock and Janet.
Yeah, this Janet. Is big. I mean, this is high school.
We're going to do anything for that bowling ball on that upside-down Lego head.
Okay, and then Mr. Wavery, who has you sign up, says...
He's inside to charge the waivers.
He goes, oh, now you can pick your five pies that you will eat during the contest.
Okay.
The awesome. First person to finish the pies wins.
Oh, awesome.
What are the options?
Yeah, what we got here?
All right, I want you each to make a perception check.
All right, perception.
So you're looking over the pies. Go ahead and roll a D20, Molly, which is that
okay,
one.
There you go. 2.
What's that?
And
mean?
She gets -2 to perception.
Okay, this is zero. Go ahead and roll, Matt.
I get +1 to perception. Yeah.
Is that 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 7.
So you have 8 total?
8, yeah.
Okay.
Do we notice anything?
So yeah, they all, to Molly, they all look exactly the same.
Okay.
She thinks they're just your classic cherry pies.
That kind of sounds like me.
And they all appear, she just quickly picks 5.
Okay.
Out of like, no.
Oh no, yeah, Molly.
Just quickly picks. You take a little bit more time,
yes,
and you realize that they are all just cherry pies.
Okay.
But goes, some of them are obviously bigger than the other ones.
Oh, awesome. Sick.
So I got some big chunkers.
But by the time you notice that, you had already picked 4.
Oh, God.
So
damn
you
it.
Get one smaller pie, and Molly gets just kind of like random average.
I'm
going to
name
pies.
That smaller pie Janet 2.
Okay. Go off.
All right. When's the competition?
The competition starts in 5 minutes. They're placing your pies on the table. And
we got to go to Brock and Janet. We got to go up to them and be like, hey, are you going to watch the pie eating contest?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be like, hey, are you guys sticking around for the contest? You know, we signed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh my God.
And I let Molly say all this because I'm not very charismatic.
Yeah, so I do the talking.
Okay, so you walk up to
Brock and Janet.
Okay, yeah, they're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, oh, nice. And we're like, hey, like
you both walk up together.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
but I do the talking because I have the charisma, and I go, hey, are you guys sticking around for the pie eating contest?
Oh yeah, we that's the only reason we came. We love the pie eating contest.
Well,
we
know,
come every year.
You know, we signed up.
And then
cool.
this year we're in.
And then I can't help myself, and I have to interject.
Yeah,
I like your dress, Janet.
You get so excited. And I'm like, yeah, he's.
It's a nice little sundress with like strawberries on it.
Yeah,
you can see here thighs. They're all milky, like the sun.
Yeah, please excuse my brother. He is actually going to study fashion next year, so he's really into describing people's dresses. It's like part of his whole like career.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Jeff's rolling.
She kind of like just like does a weird smile and like looks over to Brock and gives him those eyes that's
okay,
like,
you didn't,
I don't
you
want
didn't
it.
Nail it.
God damn it.
I don't want these people talking to me anymore.
Okay, sorry, Janet. We're going to go take our seats at the table.
Wait, compliment Brock.
Hey, Brock.
Hey.
Hey.
I like your shirt. Is that new?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a hand-me-down from my older brothers.
I think you're really going to like what you see up there on the pie-eating contest, so just pay attention to what I do with my mouth.
Whoa! Damn, you're good! You got all the charisma, girl!
Let's have you roll a...
I got fucking riz, man.
Let's roll a performance check for that.
Is it this
D20, one? D20, yeah. Anytime you roll, you're going to be using that, and then...
18. Damn.
And you have +2 performance?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a 20.
So
Boner Town.
He like blushes and like kind of
obsessed.
He's trying to not make eye contact because he's a little embarrassed.
Oh
but
my god!
He's into it.
He likes a mouthy broad
girl.
Hmm? 1 minute left.
Oh shit!
Before
we gotta,
you get to your table.
We gotta go. Can I go? Vomit up the contents of my stomach so it's like empty. Can I do that real quick?
In 1 minute?
Yeah, I can do that behind.
I showed up with an empty stomach, so I'm prepared.
Make a perception check.
Go ahead. Go
Come
off.
On, baby!
What's that? Is that a 7?
I think that's
7.
7?
Yeah.
Minus
7.
No, I get plus. I get
+1. So
plus
you have
1.
8.
8.
You look around and you don't really see anywhere that you would be able to do that in time.
Fuck, okay.
Shit.
Without, like, doing it, like, on the stage where that trash can is.
All right.
Because there's trash cans set up next to all the
tables. It's okay.
I'm good. Let's do it. Let's do it.
We didn't have, like, a big breakfast or anything. So I think we're fine.
Although it would be great if I just puked all over Alyssa.
Fucking Alyssa. I hate her.
Yeah, I do too. I don't
even know her dumb name.
And Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, fucking Alyssa though. She's the worst one. You can tell Anderson's just like the lackey.
Look at Jeff feverishly taking notes. He's,
I know,
devious.
He's so scared.
Okay.
he's so scared of us and our charisma.
Yeah, he can't handle all my riz.
Okay, so the pie eating contest starts. You get up there, take a seat down.
Yeah, I wink at Brock.
from the stage, okay. Yeah.
And I blow a kiss to Janet.
Okay.
And it's too much. She didn't like that.
Don't you say what she did.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put words in Janet's mouth.
That's where my dick goes.
They don't even notice you while you do it.
Shit.
They're kind of
busy. Damn.
Because
they're getting too horny.
Well, Anderson and Allison are doing the same thing.
Oh my God, these guys!
They suck. What a fucking
Brock gives you a little bit of attention, but yeah. Janet's not really looking
Anderson.
Over.
Yeah, well, Janet's not into.
Okay.
That.
In front of
Brock,
the announcer starts speaking.
Okay.
Welcome to the pie eating contest of the 25th year.
Is this a guy doing speed dating?
I think it's the same host.
No way. That's completely different.
Okay.
Of the 25th year.
Okay, got it. This guy's a little more like
He's
regal.
A little more with it.
Today.
Yeah.
Younger. We have four contestants who bravely signed up.
Damn, we're the only four?
Oh, that's sick.
The winner gets a $100 gift card to Barnes & Noble.
Hell yeah. I'm going to read so many books this year.
Second place gets a little pin for their shirt.
Whoa. Okay.
Third and fourth get nothing.
Ow.
Not even a hot
The
man.
Contest works. With you have as much time as needed.
Okay.
Wait. To finish your five pies, whoever finishes them first wins.
Oh, okay. That's
okay,
not
so we
usually
have as much
if you throw up, you're out of the game.
Okay.
Got it.
If everyone doesn't complete the task, it's however many pies were eaten.
Yeah, that's how they usually work.
Okay.
No like time limit.
They have a fixed time, and then they say how many you can do within
this
that time.
Contest is a ritual.
It's more about speed of like how fast you can eat all five of your pies.
Yes, okay. There's different.
You just got to get it done, dog.
I will take points off the contestants if they continue to argue.
Matt, shut up. Get it done.
Hey, my name is Skip.
It's no, I see here. You signed up as Matt.
Yeah, but my new nickname is Skip.
Okay, fine. I'll call you Skip.
Three.
Tarkleton. Skip
two,
Tarkleton.
One. Go.
Gobble, 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 gobble. I'm eating.
Okay, for check out this, we're going to do first. Each of you will do. For the first pie, a dexterity check.
Okay.
We're pretty good in dexterity. Let me begin. 10. Go for it. 19. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're scarfing these pies down.
We're scarfing. I like this dice.
That's very nice of it.
I determined for that.
I got a whole collection. Have you seen my collection of dice?
Do it's they good. Make pink ones?
I have got tons of pink ones.
Really?
Tons of them. I got one that's this big. It's a big.
Holy
it's as big
shit.
As that nipple.
Oh my God. Do you think it would fit in my Stanley Cup?
Yeah. If you move the lead out of it.
No.
Get the lead out. Oh, that's what they mean by get the lead out.
Yeah.
Out of your Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The lead's part of it.
Have you heard anybody be like, oh, I don't use Stanley Cups because they use lead?
Literally no one.
Okay. If anybody says that, you know they're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Because it's sealed with the lead. There's no way that shit's getting out.
I know.
Like, tons of stuff all around you has lead. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I need you each to take a...
Sorry, what did we do?
Now you each need to take a stomach check.
Go for it. Oh, Molly.
I'll do tummy check first. 20.
Nat 20!
Woo! Damn!
20, baby.
All right. I have minus one to my stomach, so this sucks. Come on, give me 20. Give me 20.
18!
18!
Okay.
Minus one.
Awesome.
Woo!
So you each eat the first pies pretty fucking quickly.
The first
quickly.
Pies. Okay. Okay. Oh, we got four more of these bitches.
We're gonna do this for every pie?
Yeah.
You look over and Allison and Anderson are...
Who's Allison?
Anderson, Allison.
Don't confuse me, okay?
We can't keep track of all these names. Matt's already going by Skip.
Do you have a cool nickname?
It's Meatball.
Meatball?
Yeah.
Skip and, the Adventures of Skip and Meatball. Sounds like a Dan Schneider Nickelodeon series.
Hell yeah.
Starring Amanda Bynes and Drake Bell.
Hell yeah. Skip and Meatball.
They both eat the pies about the same time as Matt eats his pie.
What?
Okay, but I'm kind of ahead.
Molly, okay. you got yours a little quicker.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, let's do second pies. First, second pies. Dexterity checks.
We're doing this five times, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, three.
Three.
Oh, no. And let's see what I get. Come on, 20, baby. 15.
15.
Wait, what's your... When you give me your score, you give me what you rolled plus your modifier.
Okay.
Okay. By the way,
it's dexterity,
so
right?
So four.
Yeah, it is a dexterity check.
All right, I got 18 total. 18.
And I got four. And now I do okay. Stomach.
And you got four?
No, she got four. I got 18.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get that right.
All right, now you do stomach.
Eight plus three.
11.
Which is 11. Everyone knows.
I love these math games. I get minus one, whatever it is. Six, I got a five. Oh, five total.
Five?
And yeah. I got an 11. 5, 11, never forget.
Okay. So, Matt gulfs his down pretty quickly.
Yes.
But,
oh,
as he's finishing it,
no,
his stomach starts to gurgle a little bit.
Oh, no.
And he's starting to feel full.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay. Only three more pies.
Molly gobbles hers down a little slowly,
uh-huh,
but is feeling great.
I feel good.
Oh, okay.
I've never felt so alive. She's my cherry pie. I'm singing it to Brock. Out in the crowd. He's my cherry
pie.
But
you're pie, you're like,
I'm rubbing cherry juice on my nipples. And I'm in a white tank top. I'm in a white tank top and a jean skirt.
I took off my shirt and I have just blueberries running down my chest, which is weird because there's no blueberries in the pie.
Cherry pie.
I just had blueberries hidden in my shirt.
Yeah, like smuggled them in.
Girl, you're smuggling blueberries in that shirt.
Yeah, you must be smuggling blueberries under that tank.
Anderson takes his very fast. Alyssa does not. She takes her time also, like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But Anderson still feels great. Alyssa starts to go green in the face.
I hate that bitch. I can't wait for her to spew.
Dude. She is going green in the face.
I love this.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to make out with her. All right, we're on pie three.
All right, pie three, go ahead and roll.
Two rolls per pie. Okay.
13 plus one? 14. And I get plus three, and I'm 14 plus three, 17, baby!
And that was for dexterity?
Dexterity, yep. And this is my stomach.
I got, wait, what was your dexterity, Molly?
14, and then my constitution is 15.
15. And I had 17, and now I get minus one to my tummy.
Three.
Two stomach.
Okay.
Oh, no.
As Matt tries to stuff down that next pie very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
He really just fucking houses it. But like halfway through it.
Oh, come on.
It just starts coming all back up.
Can I aim it?
You can try, yeah. Go ahead and do another dexterity roll.
I want to.
Where do you want to aim it first?
See, here's the thing. Alyssa is getting green in the face, so she's not long for this world.
Get her.
But it might have a chain reaction, right? So yeah. she spews. Okay, so I'm going straight for Alyssa.
Yeah, me too.
You too.
I can't stand
I think
her.
You're safe.
I'm gonna point your puke at her too.
You're just encouraging
I'm
it.
I'm gonna double point.
All right, I'm pointing towards Alyssa because I'm hoping like maybe she'll get turned on by that, and maybe if Janet is plan A,
yeah,
Alyssa's plan B.
Hell yeah.
What sugar she gonna need?
Okay. Yeah, Alyssa is sitting next to you on the other side of Molly. So. Yeah.
Okay. Did I spew all over?
What did you roll a dexterity?
Another dexterity. Come on, baby. Plus three. I'm dexterous. Come on, come on, come on. Give me a nat 20, baby. Oh. Is that a four?
That's a four.
Four plus three, seven.
Okay, so you go to try to throw up on her, and you like aim correctly, but it's just like a thick throw up, so it's not a spray
throw. It doesn't get the distance.
So it kind of just like puddles down onto your shirt.
Oh, damn it.
Well, I
took my shirt off.
Oh, yeah, onto your chest. Your bare chest.
He took his shirt off earlier while we were singing She's My Cherry Pie.
but I have a very hairy chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But Alyssa does see you throw up while you stare at her.
Okay.
And it makes her also throw up.
Yes!
Yes! That's two down, baby.
So both of you, the announcer comes in and says, Matt and Alyssa are eliminated.
The Who's name's Skip.
Alyssa? It's Alyssa.
Alyssa. Alyssa and Skip.
I can't get my fake name right.
Who the fuck is Alyssa? Okay, so it's just me and Anderson.
It's just you and Anderson, pie number four.
Okay. Dexterity, here we go. 12.
Nice.
Dexterity, 12. Blah, blah,
Constitution.
Blah, blah, blah.
Come on, give me.
Ooh, five plus three, eight. I don't like that this game is it's going to really reveal a darkness about me. I'm not good at math.
5 plus 3, that's 7. Oh, God. 7 all day long.
I deal with numbers all day long, and I'm so bad at math. It's scary.
Okay. So you also take a while to eat your pie.
Ooh.
And you're also feeling like you cannot eat much more.
But it's okay. I just have one more pie.
Yeah. That was pie four.
I just have one more pie.
Me and Alyssa is out.
Alyssa, see you later.
Alyssa, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
Alyssa, I feel sick.
I'm going to raise a baby.
Alyssa.
Anderson catches up to you.
Fuck!
On this pie.
What
he
a
like
dick.
Eats it real quick, but you can. He starts like kind of holding his chest
okay.
and purping a lot
okay.
after this.
And
he's
I
also
kind of,
feeling very close.
I've got my cherry juice on my tits, singing "She's My."
So hold on, I think. Yeah, you both are tied right now for time of eating these pies, and you both are feeling pretty nauseous.
Okay, so it's down to the final pie.
Damn. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Can I help out in some way? Can I do that?
What would you do?
Oh, shit.
Start sucking Anderson's dick.
You're on a stage in front of like a whole town sitting and watching and cheering.
You'd get arrested.
All the puke that was like near me, can I like bring the bucket near Anderson, like set it down next to him?
He's like on the other side of Allison. God. So you would have to like stand up and walk over there and set it down.
Okay. Is there any puke left in me? Can I try to puke on him?
Nah, you puked all of you. Yeah, God. It was a quick
There's
puke.
There's nothing you can do. So I guess we just gotta do the final rolls.
I think it's time to do those final rolls.
Okay. Okay, dexterity first. Come on, Dexter's Lab. Let's go, Meatball.
Wait, hold on. Oh no, yeah, she got good.
16.
16
for dexterity?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you slam the pie quick.
And this is my tummy.
And here's your tummy.
Come on, plus three, baby, plus three.
Six plus three, nine.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
I think we were looking for 11, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Is it too late to bribe somebody? I have a $20 bill.
Yeah, we're in the middle of like...
Damn, I should have thought of that earlier. Chocolate bar.
We had a $20 bill and a chocolate bar. We could have been kings.
Uh-oh. Oh, is that a one? I saw a one. Oh, I saw a one. That was for Tommy. Okay.
You housed the last pie very quickly.
Uh-huh.
And in your last bite, you start to vomit.
No!
But Anderson takes a while to try to eat his pie, and while you vomit, he starts to vomit at the same time. And therefore, he has only eaten half of that last pie. Molly Graham wins the competition!
Yes! She's my cherry pie.
The audience goes crazy. Everyone's cheering.
And Brock stands up, and you can see a huge boner.
Yeah, because he's wearing gym shorts.
Brock stands up in his gym shorts. Huge boner.
Oh my God. Sweet cherry pie.
Janet is like excited for you.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be paying you much attention.
She's happy to see the good guys win.
Yeah.
You get given your $100 gift card to Barnes and Noble.
Hell yeah. I'm going to get
Was that the prize?
I'm going to get a bunch of fairy porn. That's what I like to read.
And then, yeah, and then Brock gets his little pin on his shirt.
Okay.
And they cheer, and everyone gets off the stage and stuff.
Wait, why does Brock get a pin?
Yeah, why does Brock get a pin?
He was second.
That's Anderson.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Brock's my crush. Lego head.
Anderson gets a little pie that says number two pie.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Can I go up to Janet and talk to her a little bit?
Yeah, you guys get off stage. You know, everyone cheers. Molly like tries to give a speech. They take the microphone away.
Can I crowd surf across that? Like a quick crowd surf.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. Actually, depending on this, I want to give a speech on the microphone.
17
plus what?
I don't know what's perception.
Plus one. Oh, your perception minus two, so 15.
15. Yeah, you look around and it's just like, I mean, there's a lot of people there, but they're in like chairs, in the lawn chairs far away. You don't think you could crowd surf there.
Okay.
Can I take the mic and give a speech?
You can try. The announcer is holding the mic and just finishing up his little award giving thing.
All right, I'm just going to ask him, like, hey, listen, have you ever been young in love? I desperately need that microphone.
Roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion plus one, baby. Here we go. Is that 19?
Yeah.
19 plus one is 20.
Come on.
He looks at you and then smiles and says, you know what? You know what, kid? I have been young and in love.
Yes!
Here you go. Say what you need to and hands you the microphone.
Hell listen, yeah.
I just want to tell you all today, thank you for giving this opportunity. Although I was one of the first ones out, I love my sister and I love women because Women's History Month matters most to me, okay? Because look around you. Look at all the women here. Look, and I love women so much, and I want to say that I love Janet. And Janet, although I lost today, I will never lose you.
During this speech, can I be grinding on a stripper pole while cherry pie is playing? So Matt's giving the speech and I'm in the back like, she's my cherry
Well, there's not
pie.
A stripper pole on the stage.
Well, no, but I found like a support beam.
The mic. How about the mic stand?
Okay.
You can do that.
Okay, cool.
You can do that in your celebration.
Sweet cherry.
That's all.
And I wink at Brock.
And I wink at Janet after I profess my love to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He goes, and I love you, Janet.
I want both of you to roll a performance check for that.
Oh yeah.
That's on there, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I got plus zero for performance. Go for it. You get plus two for performance.
13. Taylor Swift's lucky number.
Here we go. And I come on, Nat 20.
Not bad for a high school student.
If I get Nat 20, I get a hand job from Janet. Here we go. Here we go.
12.
I mean, not
and
bad.
Then minus one.
Nah, just zero.
Oh, okay.
12. Yeah, we roll pretty good.
Yeah. Brock, who is like already kind of into you after this, he's loving watching this.
Yeah.
You can see his little tent rising.
The dance has begun. It is so on with Brock.
And Janet, she's starting to like kind of smile and blush, but like in a more interested way.
What time of year is this? Is this beginning of the school year?
This is the summer.
Before the school year starts.
Before the school year starts.
We're so on by prom.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
And this is the year, in between your junior and senior year.
Yeah, we're about to start senior year like fucking kings, man.
Oh, Janet's mine.
Hell yeah. This is not good for me. I have such nostalgia, can't let go of the past issues that this game I am so invested in.
But wait.
Uh-oh.
As you get off stage and you're smiling and having the best time.
Uh-oh.
And you start walking up to Janet and Brock. Fucking.
No.
Alyssa
and Anderson clean up their fucking vomit faces and get in front of you and give you a shove and say, "You cheated, bitches."
What the fuck? How you even cheated that?
Yeah. I thought about cheating, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it. But you fucking did it, and we're not cool with that.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Meep.
Roll.
And I say, dummy says what?
All right, Matt, who are you talking to? Are you getting in someone's face when you say that?
I'm getting to Alice's face.
Yeah.
Okay, you going for Alice?
Fuck her. I'm so over
and you're
her.
Saying that to Anderson, Molly?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right. Here we go. What is this?
What you're going to be rolling. What'd you say again? You said.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say, bounce on me, sticks to you.
I guess performance.
Performance, yeah. Okay. I get 0. 19, baby! Is that 19? 18. 18.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And then you are saying, fuck you.
I said, dummy says what?
Dummy says what? Let's do intimidation for that.
Yeah. Okay. Are you good at intimidation?
7 plus 2.
What is your intimidation? Oh, +2. Yeah, 9.
7 plus 2, which is classically 9. Everyone knows that.
Okay. Yeah. Alyssa kind of like cowards to what
Hell
you said,
yeah.
Matt.
I wasn't trying that hard.
But
but
Anderson straight up just fucking surprise slaps you.
Oh!
And let's see. Go ahead.
Holy shit! Women's History Month.
Anderson's a fucking dick.
He's a wife beater. What the fuck? He must be a cop, a future cop or something.
Is he a safety patrol officer?
So yeah, and Anderson goes to just slap you.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Sorry, that's a reroll.
I'm scared.
Yeah, are we still at 10 HP? Did we not take any damage?
You didn't take any damage from the vomit or
okay,
anything.
Okay, good. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. And Anderson fucking slaps you.
Okay, I get it.
Well, he tried to. I'm saying it made contact.
Okay.
I mean, he just fucking like took his hand open and just put it on your face with like a lot of velocity.
He fucking slaps you.
For 3 points of damage.
That's a big slap.
That's a like, big slap. He like slapped the shit out of
you.
Can I
go lost to the hospital?
Well, now we need to say we're starting initiative.
Oh, we're gonna fight.
I mean, that's up to you where it goes from here, but initiative has started, so I need you both to roll a d20 and wait, what? What's the modifier for initiatives?
Oh.
Dexterity, right? That makes sense.
Dexterity, yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
I roll 13 plus 3, 16. Ooh, 14.
14 plus 1.
15.
16
and 15. Fuck
yeah! Yeah, we're right. We're 15 going on 16.
Wait. Matt, roll.
I got 16.
You got 16?
I got 15.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What
nicely man. Done. They both got 14.
Dumb bitches. Those stupid fucks.
So I'll just put, since pummeled Anderson started attack, ass. I'll put him after. So, Alyssa. And. Okay.
All right.
Oh, dude. I know what I'm going to
do. So, yeah. Molly, Can you make a, like, maybe a number next to the HP in red or something for, like, current health points?
So we can keep track.
Oh. Yeah, like, there's certain points that I'll have it printed out, and so that you can just make little quick marks.
Okay.
So she's at 7 out of 10.
Oh, I forgot to add the EP factor. That will be added in the real game.
This is just the prologue. This is just setting up senior year.
Do I get to go first?
Matt, it is your turn. What would you like to do? What happens
now? I bet this fucking ACAB motherfucker is packing heat. So I'm going to try to pickpocket him.
Just like in front of him, in front of the fight?
Yeah, I got a sleight of hand +3. Wait, right. Can I? Well, yeah, I'm going to try to like get whatever's in his pockets is.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
You going for a pocket?
Yeah.
Which pocket? Like, he's pants. Wearing his book bag, too.
Ooh! I'm going to look for his book bag. I'm
yeah, he thinks you're going in that book bag.
What is that?
10?
10 plus 3? 13, baby.
You, like, go for his book bag, and he kind of just pushes you away.
Oh, fuck.
I feel like 13 could have been a little more than that.
I know,
yeah, maybe
right?
If the guy wasn't fucking staring at you and in fight mode.
Nah, whatever.
Whatever.
He was actually staring at her because she was the distraction.
Me, remember?
Yeah, but you guys came up together.
Okay, fine.
Molly, it's your turn.
To do what?
Anything you want.
Anything you want. Go for that book bag again.
You want to fight? You want to fucking run? You want to steal?
Get my health points back?
No.
If you're you string cheese... I will say each string cheese is worth 1 HP, but it will take you your whole turn to eat a cheese.
That's fucked up.
Okay, so...
Hey, in the game, you might find stuff that's a little more potent, but string cheese is all you got.
Got it. So I am going to...
you know what you should do?
I'm going to take the high road. I'm going to run away and talk to Brock instead.
What? No, please don't.
Why?
This fucker
he
just
slapped me in the face. I don't want to fucking be near him.
He slapped you in the fucking face. You need to retaliate.
He's acting out of anger. I'm playing the long game.
Well,
trying
what about
to get a
me? I'm over here on the ground.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
What if you pick me up and throw me at him?
Okay, I'm going to pick Matt up and throw him at Brock as a distraction, or sorry, at Anderson as a distraction for me to run away and go hit on Brock and Janet a little more. Because I'm going to have to hit on Janet too now, because you're going to be the weapon.
That's fine. Put a good word in
and
for me.
And Janet might be impressed at watching you fly through the air.
I would love that.
I will say that...
yeah,
okay,
say it.
Yeah, you can try to pick him up and throw him. And then run away.
Yeah.
Not like...
Well, let's start with the
not like,
picking up and throw.
Not like picking up like a bowling ball and throwing it, but like I'm on the ground. She's going to like fling me at
like
him.
A cheerleader.
Why are you on the ground?
Because like- you just said I got pushed because I went for the book bag and you just shoved me away.
Yeah, you're not like... You're unstable right now, but you're
okay.
Still on your
okay,
feet.
Okay, so I do like a cheerleader move. Matt uses my hand as stairs and I kind of launch him at them. So
yeah.
He's
okay,
like a flying
yeah.
Squirrel.
Okay. I need Molly to roll for strength and Matt to roll for dexterity. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Is acrobats on here?
Yeah, acrobatics.
Athletics.
Athletics.
Acrobatics is on there.
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matt roll for acrobatics. Molly roll for strength.
Okay. Ooh, you get -1 for strength. Oh,
15.
-1?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So 14?
No,
15 total.
Minus, yeah.
Okay.
Total. No! 8.
Okay.
8 plus 3 is 11.
No, it's just 8. Maybe I miss and end up on Alice.
So Molly goes to like... You know, Molly puts her hand down for you to like use your foot to like as a stepping stone to jump at them. And she actually does pretty good. Like she's a good stepping stone. She doesn't like fall over from you doing it or anything.
Good stepping stone.
But when you like go to jump, you kind of like go sideways at them.
God
and you,
damn it.
You fall on the ground for, we'll say 2 damage.
All right.
Fuck. We should get out of here.
That's a good try.
Do you still want to try to run away, Molly?
I think we should both try to run away.
What's your turn right now?
Okay, yeah. I'd like to leave.
Okay. That will be an opportunity of attack because you're if you leave a fighting space in D&D, then they get to try to attack you on your way out.
What?
Yeah.
And they both would get to because it's close combat. So all four of you are within each other's range.
Mm.
Okay. Can I roofie them?
How?
I will.
Well, I don't think you have roofies on you.
You'd have to run away and get roofies.
Yeah. Sure. You'd. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I. Can they be allergic to cherries and they end up getting really sick all of a sudden?
Do you have cherry? Oh, string cheese.
They just ate the cherry pies.
Yeah, that would have happened by now.
No, that would have happened. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't get a success. Like,
I mean, you have good charisma. You can try to talk to them or intimidate them or do something or steal from them.
Okay, what if I tell them if they don't stop fucking with us, we're going
to
make
their senior
year? I
will say that you're not going to be able to, like, try to do a persuasion or anything. You already tried to. Your action was spent on trying to throw a mat.
Oh, right.
So
right.
You can leave or stay where you are, basically.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
You're going to fucking leave me here?
I thought you were going to leave too. I thought we were both going to leave.
I'm not going to leave. Janet's going to think I'm a pussy.
Janet and Brock are watching.
Okay, so
I mean, Janet and Brock, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stay and I'm going to fucking rip Aliso's head off.
That'll be for next turn, but yeah, okay. So you're saying.
I'll say you can take a bite of your string cheese. You can shove one down your mouth if you want.
That's hot. Yeah, do that.
While I stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that's a bonus action.
Okay.
So I'll she's do down that. A string cheese and she gains an HP?
Yeah. So she now has, she got one HP from fucking deep throating that string cheese.
Okay. I'll take it. But I'm not happy.
Okay, Allison fucking's. It's Alice's turn.
Oh, God. That fucking.
Is this the longest podcast episode of all time?
No, I mean, it's a little long, but whatever.
Okay, let's see what Alice does.
Okay, Alice goes in to fucking smack fucking Matt in the face.
Oh, shit.
No, she goes in with full fucking claws. She's trying to scratch.
Ew, I hate her.
Scratch the face.
I cannot stand this bitch.
Ooh, no. She got a one.
Okay.
So that misses.
Fucking nice. Loser. Alyssa, where's my hands?
Anderson, then fucking after your whole fucking thing and him slapping him, he's going for, he's a woman hater.
He
he's
really
not
is.
A good guy. He's
yeah.
not a good guy.
Dickhead.
So he now fucking, he's just going for a full punch on your face.
Fuck yeah. Like,
closed fist.
Closed fist.
Whoa.
Punch.
Okay, he's
love it.
Going to punch me.
Oh,
shit.
Come on. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And his strength is plus 2. So he got 19. Does that beat your AC?
Yes, 11.
I want to leave.
No, you don't.
I said I want to leave.
And his damage is 5.
Okay.
I don't want to be here.
Minus 1. So 4.
Okay.
I'm out.
What's your HP right now?
4. 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10. Okay, it's back to Matt's turn. He just fought. So you just.
I told you I wanted to leave, and you guys made me stay. And he still just hit me.
Can I create a distraction so that Molly can run away?
What do you have in mind?
All right. I'm going to...
Is your shirt still off?
My shirt's still off.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna
I think that'll help.
I'm going to take my shirt and throw it at them. It's full like vomit and shit.
It's really slimy.
That's true. It is full of vomit.
It's throw it.
Sloppy.
Okay. Throw it.
Okay. And who are you throwing it at?
Brock.
Brock?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna...
No, don't throw it at Brock.
Why?
Brock's my boyfriend.
Oh. Anderson, I'm sorry.
That's
Jesus
fine, Matt.
Christ.
Anderson.
Do not throw it at Brock. We're trying to get him to prom. Okay?
Okay. Right. Okay, okay. So you try to, like, take your shirt off and throw it at him real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And sorry. That is going to be... I feel like that would be a sleight of hand.
Okay.
To, like,
plus
quickly
three.
Take it off and throw
plus
it.
Plus 3, I roll... A 17 plus 3 is 20, baby!
Yes!
Okay. Yeah. You quickly fucking take your shirt off and fling it onto, and it just sucks to his face. You do a perfect shot that is like vomit wrapped around his face.
That
makes you want to barf.
That is so gross.
Okay.
Anderson's screwed.
And yeah, he's just like.
Fuck you, Anderson.
Yeah.
You wife-beating cop.
Dick. Now, Molly, it's your turn. What do you want to do? Alyssa just missed on Matt.
Yeah.
And Brock currently is covered in a vomit shirt where he can't see shit.
Well, who's Alyssa?
Can I?
Alyssa? Is that what her name is?
Alyssa.
It's, well, can I create a distraction so that me and Matt can both run away together?
You can try.
Like he,
you can try anything. You can do anything and try anything you want.
He made a distraction for me to get away. So I feel that Matt should have a distraction also, so that
grab
me
and throw me.
I like that you think like you both are normal sized people. It's not like he's a gnome and you're like a giant.
But she's strong. She's got. Oh no, I'm strong. Sorry, forgot. Just run away. Just run away.
I'm running away.
Yeah,
you're just gonna run away.
Yeah, sorry, Matt. I gotta go.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll run into senior year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to sprint away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to try to do anything before that because you have an action, a move, and a bonus action. And
so
that's your move.
I can do something and then run away?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, distract Alyssa.
Okay,
for me, yeah.
I'm going to do a distraction and then I'm going to run away. So what I'm going to do...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So I'm going to take off my bra.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to put scraps from the ground, like the cherries and stuff from the pie eating contest. I'm gonna stuff that in the boob cups and I'm gonna do like a slingshot of cherries right at her.
You can definitely try that. I will say that like usually each turn is approximately 6 seconds in real world, so that is a lot to do within 6 seconds.
Okay, so I'll just take my bra and throw it at her eyes.
Okay. Okay, I
can do that in 6 seconds.
I wrote down what I think that the difficulty on that would be. That would be, I guess, a sleight of hand also if you're taking off the shirt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
do
like,
it. Roll.
I could take off my bra and do it to you right now and show you how hard it is.
I've heard it's hard to fucking take off a bra. There's sketches about the twisting and the turning.
I'm pretty good at it.
Cool.
Some bras just go over the head.
All right, roll your fucking
I'm scared. Oh, I got a fucking five.
Plus two, though.
Five plus
seven.
Two.
Didn't do it.
No.
But can't you?
You go to do it, and it kind of just, it only pops off like one side of you by the end of it. You're.
I love you. Wait, you have no idea how bras work.
It pops off one side of you? What the fuck are you describing?
Jeff has never seen a bra in his fucking life.
Wait,
God.
So you're taking off your shirt and then your bra?
Well, not necessarily, because like I said, I'm in a white tank top.
Yeah.
So all I'd have to do is slip the straps off and unclip and pull it out the front.
Okay. You're able to pull the straps off and unclip. But that took you too long, and you're not able to like actually pull the bra off.
So you're
okay,
just running away.
So
you go to run away.
I run away with loose tits. Cool. All
right, as you go to run away, Anderson with his vomit face of shirt. He doesn't even notice you trying to run away.
Yeah, he's incapacitated.
Hell yeah.
Alyssa is gonna try to go. Fucking.
Who's Alyssa?
Who's Alyssa? We need
Alyssa.
Got it.
I clearly tried to write Alyssa.
You tried something. It didn't fucking work.
She goes for you. She goes to grab your fucking hair to pull you back into the fight.
God,
she's a catty little bitch.
Can I intercept? I can't. Can I?
Thirteen.
The fuck does that mean?
So let's check your AC. It's 11. She grabs your hair.
Oh,
what
no.
does AC mean?
AC is armor class. So like that's basically when you roll attack rolls.
Attacks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like their standard.
Okay, so she grabs my hair. I can't get out. This is like a nightmare that I can't escape from. Yeah. I keep trying to get away from these people.
I know. It's
welcome
like real
to
life.
The game.
This is fucked.
How embarrassing.
She grabs your hair and she pulls it back. You don't get any damage from it, but you are like pulled back in and unable to run away.
This sucks because I was riding such a high from that pie eating contest.
Did you get a medal or something?
I was on top of the fucking world. I won the goddamn contest.
She has a $100 gift card to Barnes & Noble.
I have $100 to spend at Barnes & Noble.
Maybe you could give it to
Brock.
I have
the attention of Brock. And now look at me getting my ass beat.
Well, this is the how embarrassing TTRPG.
This
so
sucks.
Yeah, I didn't even add the element of embarrassment, which I
this H-E
need to explain to you guys next.
This HETTRPG is going to be tough.
Is it my turn? Because I want to.
No, Molly just went, so now it's technically Alyssa's turn.
Does this game ever end? I am concerned that we're going to be here all night.
No, it's ending soon.
Yeah. So now that Alyssa has your hair in one hand, she's going to go for a fucking fist in your face. In
dude.
She's pissed.
I'm sick of this.
I think she misses.
10.
Oh, 10.
Ooh. I don't like these.
So she misses with her other hip.
These fucking clowns.
Anderson is going to spend his turn just like ripping the fucking vomit cloud. Let's see if he can do it. Yeah, he gets it off.
Ugh.
But, like, he rips it off and just, like, wipes his face off of vomit and shit and just,
ew,
like, gags for his turn. Back to Matt.
All right. I think I'm just going to run away.
Call the cops. Somebody help us.
You going to try to just run away?
Yeah,
leave
get out.
Everyone?
Honestly, Skip, get out of there.
Yeah,
that's how how he got his nickname.
It's Skip's turn to run away. Okay. Can I do something with stealth? Like,
Do you want to take any action before you try to run away?
I
guess, okay, if you want to take your action to, like, disengage from one of them,
yeah,
you can, but the other one is still within your range.
This sucks.
So who do you want to disengage from?
You know, fuck this. I'm just going to fucking put a fucking fist in Alice's face.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, get her ass.
All right.
Get her
whole Yeah, because I don't think God's done any damage to them.
I'm over them.
18 plus 1 strength, right?
Yeah.
19, baby.
Okay, yeah, you fucking punch her face. Roll that d6 plus your strength.
Fuck yeah. Fly like a d6.
5.
What's your strength?
Plus 1, 6.
6.
Ah!
So you do 6 damage on that bitch.
Okay.
What it do, Alyssa?
You fucking clock her hard.
Okay.
She's got a big old, like, you just bash her in her eyes. She's taken back and she's not having fun.
Hell yeah, fucking idiot.
Good luck. Yeah, she looks woozy and out of it right now.
Finish her off, Molly.
Okay.
Finish
Molly's
her
turn.
Okay, can I mule kick her in the fucking nose?
You gotta do a turn around and try to kick her?
Can I kick her in the fucking face to finish her off?
Yeah, I think, roll your d20 and we'll do your dex modifier for that type of,
Yeah, you plus one. Mm-hmm. That's great. Kick your teeth out.
I want to do it so bad. I hate Alice.
12 plus 13? 1, 13.
13. Yeah, you fucking kick her in her face.
Roll it.
Roll
yeah.
that.
Roll, a
roll that d6.
Roll this it.
One?
Yeah. Roll it.
What's this do?
And then strength modifier added to it.
Oh, 2. Oh, no. 0.
What's your strength mount? Oh, my God.
What?
But that can't be, right? She's got to at least do 1 damage.
Come on.
Nope.
God damn it, Molly.
Fuck.
You just, like, caressed her face with your feet. But actually, you, like, rubbed her chin.
That's
with
so
your
stupid.
Foot, but it actually didn't do anything.
I hate this game now.
Alyssa's pissed that you just did that show. She's coming for
Molly.
Who's
Alyssa?
Alyssa. Alyssa fucking goes for another fucking claw mark at your face.
Does this
Molly's
game go
face?
Till one of us dies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or something happens or gets away. They're mad. They're trying to get you.
Okay, fine.
You're trying to steal their fucking boyfriend, girlfriend.
What'd she do?
Alyssa goes to claw at you.
Of course. She's always with the claws.
And that is a...
The claws. Santa Claus.
9. So she doesn't get you.
Oh, good.
I got her, bitch.
Anderson is pissed about the throw-up shirt you threw, so he's going
as well
for
he
Matt.
Should be.
Ooh, no. 7. So nope. It's a miss also.
Miss, baby.
Back to Matt's turn.
All right, I'm going to finish off old Alyssa. Wait, no. I'll let you finish off Alyssa. I'm going to go for Brock Anderson now. Okay. Come on, Anderson. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat you up. 20, baby! Nat 20!
Nat 20?
Nat 20!
On Anderson.
That's fucking killing.
All right, I'm going to need you to roll your roll both D6s.
Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm doing like a fucking fake roundhouse kick where I'm like, oh, roundhouse kick, but not really. I'm flying at him with both my fists. I'm jumping at him with both my fists. Okay.
Dude, like a Superman in his face.
Oh, great. Is it plus one to each or just... overall.
Yeah, plus one to each. if that's your modifier for strength.
So 2, 4, 6 total.
6 total. All right. You hit him pretty hard. He's still nice. Up, though. That was the first actual hit you got on him.
Damn.
So. He's going down, though.
Okay.
Finish off Alyssa.
I'm going to finish off Alyssa.
So right now, yeah, Anderson just got hit with his first thing, but he still looks strong. Alyssa looks a little out of it.
Okay. I'm going to attempt another donkey kick.
Okay. Ew, ew. So this is like a karate, like, spin around?
Yeah, to her fucking head, dude. All
right. Yeah, we'll use your dexterity modifier again.
Okay. Kill her. Destroy her. Let the hate. 17!
17!
Minus one is 16!
16?
I thought I'm plus one at dexterity.
Oh, it's a dexterity? Oh, yeah. You're 18, sorry. I thought you were doing strength, sorry.
You hit. Roll your d6.
Like 6. Do it 6.
It's gonna be plus your strength.
6, baby!
What's your strength?
Minus 1. 5!
Either way, you're going for Allison, right?
Yeah.
Alright, you clock her. That bitch fucking does like a backflip on the ground.
Hell yeah. I've been
knock
waiting
the
for this
fuck
moment.
Out.
I've been waiting for
knock
this.
Knock the fuck out. Allison is done.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you, Allison.
Do you want to say anything after you do that?
Sayonara, sucker.
So nerdy. Okay. Okay. Anderson looks down at his sister and is so pissed.
Yeah.
He goes back to targeting you, Molly.
Oh.
Shit. Here I go. I only got 4.
Uh oh. This is going to hurt, Molly.
14.
Oh.
That hits, right?
That
was a 4. So yeah.
God. But guys,
are you dead?
Goodbye, Skip.
He fucking
kills me.
He punches you in the face. you go black. Your vision goes black, and you hit the ground.
And I never go back.
You're out of it. You're out of it right now. You're on the floor too.
Oh my god. And I'm like, no, not my sister.
Be good.
Is it my turn? I'm gonna fucking do a double
It is your turn.
I'm gonna do a double karate chop at his neck.
Okay. Like from each side.
Yes!
It's like at the same time.
Yeah! I'm gonna double penetrate you.
Yeah. Okay.
Get him.
And also I'm gonna do double karate chops, but also my toe is gonna go up his butthole.
Okay. I think you're gonna add dexterity to this.
Hell yeah.
We have like a let's do acrobatics actually.
Okay, acrobatics.
That seems like a feat.
What is that? 19?
That looks good.
19 plus 3. 22.
Your acrobatics are 3? Oh my god, they are a 22. Alright, roll your D6. Roll your damage.
Okay, here we go. Come on. 4.
4.
Nice. All
right. You do exactly what you wanted to do.
Hell yeah. Mission accomplished.
He's still awake. He falls onto his knees, but he's still like up and around. You know, like
with my toe.
Yeah.
He's got his sphincter around my toe.
Yeah, your foot.
Do you have to let it leave?
You basically you lower him down to the ground like a jack, a car jack with like your toe in his ass. And then And then now it is his turn.
Okay.
Fuck.
And he goes, oh, man, oh, what the fuck, dude?
The car checkout.
What the fuck? You just fucking made me gay with your toe, dude.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You'll never forget it.
Hell yeah, he did.
He says, please stop. I give up.
Oh. Should I let him go, Molly?
Yeah, we'll deal with him later.
And that, yeah, his whole turn is him just begging for forgiveness.
I'll sternly wag my finger and say, but promise to never do it again.
No, say, we're not finished with you yet.
We're not finished with you yet.
Say, we'll see you in school.
We'll see you in school. I got another toe where that came from.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect. Got another.
You right. say you say that, and he like kind of like gets over and like helps his sister up, and they like start
they
to crawl away.
Crawl off to where they came from.
As
those
you
fucking
as
losers.
You go over and help Molly up.
Yeah, you have to help me crawl.
You
back
know,
from
you
where
shove
I
another
from.
String cheese in her mouth so that she can get back up.
Yeah.
And you guys get up, and Brock and Janet come over, and they're like, that was so cool and brave of you guys.
Is that Janet's voice? It's so sexy.
That's Brock.
Oh.
No,
that's not Brock.
Brock's more like...
Nah, okay. Hey, you don't tell me.
Okay, sorry.
Earlier you did a
First of
Brock
all,
voice.
It was Janet.
You did a Brock
that
voice.
That was Janet. I'm sorry. I was doing a goofy. she goes, you guys are so cool
and brave.
And he goes, that was pretty rad.
Oh my God, Brock's so hot.
You want to smell my toe, Janet?
Ew, Matt, you're blowing it.
No, don't call me Matt. It's Skip now.
You're blowing it, Skip. You're blowing it.
Well, our parents are about to be here soon, so we got to go. But hit us up in the new year at school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could sit together at lunch.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I think that would be cool.
My God. Yeah, good call.
We'll see what happens.
Brock's like much more like into the idea of hanging out with you guys than Janet is.
Well, because Janet's stuck with fucking Skip.
right.
What are you saying about Skip?
But she's saying, more convinced Skip. Than she has been ever this night.
Okay. Skip won the fucking battle by doing the carjack.
Brock's into it at this point.
Okay. All right. This is good. Right. I can't wait for 5 months from now when you write chapter two.
That wasn't chapter one.
Oh, chapter one.
I came up with that in about 30 minutes before this podcast started.
I love that. That was fucking fun.
That's the end.
What are you doing? You're touching a button.
Well, it's not playing. I thought. Well, I thought I'd do it. And
the outro music.
Just touch it. Just touch it once. Why is it not working?
It worked earlier.
That's our new little segment we're going to be doing. What would you say? How often are we going to do those episodes? Whenever?
I don't know. Like, I kind of want to do a test run of this to see, like, should it be
monthly?
Like a once a month the episode is that?
Maybe. I think so, because I think it's fun.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I was most worried. Like, I knew Matt had played D&D and role playing games before, so I knew he would enjoy it.
I'm
but
all
I was
in
like,
on this.
I wasn't sure how you like if you thought it would be. Boring
I'd like to bring
or
in
not.
Guests for this too to play as.
Oh, I trust me, I have plans
for
that.
Cool.
Like, there's like guests of the past that are like the story I have written is actually cool and good.
Okay, yeah, and like maybe
like this was.
Bringing guests.
It fits into your story as a prelude.
I think it's fun to listen to, hopefully.
Wait. Yeah, you haven't listened to it yet.
Well, no, I won't listen to it. I've never heard an episode of this podcast.
No.
But I think it would be kind of cool. Little worms out there, write in.
Yeah, write in.
Yeah, let us know if, you know, it was a trial run.
If this belongs on the Patreon.
Do you feel like you understand it enough now, Molly?
Hell
to
yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, I basically you say what you want to do. I tell you to roll for that specific thing, and then you add your modifier to it.
Yeah, and then you tell me I can and can't do stuff, and that pisses me.
And then like, if I ever tell you like, oh, roll for acrobats, and then you go, actually, I think this would be more strength. I'm open to hearing your thing, but sometimes I might tell you.
Don't open that up to Molly.
That's
Molly's
true.
Gonna take advantage of it.
Actually.
Whoa, you sounded like the.
Actually.
Oh, the head. Holy shit. Guinea pig's back.
Chippy.
Chippy's back.
All right, little worms. Well, this has been another whirlwind, supersized episode of How Embarrassing with Molly and Devin. That there is producer Matt Cole. All you little worms, until next time.
Keep
wiggling.
Oh, yeah. The
oh, we don't have the music.
What the fuck?
It says explain. How'd it go bad halfway through the episode?
I don't know.
It didn't like the D&D.
How embarrassing.
I must have done something to it. Thanks so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast. Go on podcast. If you like it, you can guess it. How Embarrassing Podcast at gmail.com.
Who is Alyssa?